This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, feline friends, and welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. You know, what's everybody talking about these days? AI, right? And my guests today are going to talk about how AI is helping with the adoption of kitties. That's incredible. So stay tuned. This is going to be a really great show. We'll be right back.
Pet Greens is proud to support Catitude on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
Anyone who knows me knows I am a very strong proponent for cats being indoors. But when we bring cats indoors, where I feel it's safest, we have an obligation to make sure they have a fulfilling life, that they get enrichment. And part of that enrichment is encouraging health. And a big part of that health is cat grass. Cat grass helps with the prevention of hairballs. It can help keep your cat away from houseplants. It's also fun for your cat. It's a natural behavior that your cat wants to chew, and you know that you're providing it in a safe way.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Ruth Allen. She is the Director of Admissions and Placement for the ASPCA Adoption Center. And I'd also like to welcome Juliana Diamond. She is from Arm & Hammer Pet Care. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you on. AI is a new thing, but who knew it could help with the adoption of kitties? But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So, Ruth, there's been so much going on with cat trends and adoption and everything. What's been happening since the pandemic? Because there was this woof, everybody was adopting kitties. And since then, it's changed a bit, right?
Yes, it has, Michelle. Well, as some people may know, shelters across the country are at capacity, with 1.5 million dogs and cats entering animal shelters last year and only 4.8 million animals getting adopted. With limited resources and too many animals in need, many shelters are working overtime to find loving homes for the pets in their care.
Have you seen trends out there? I mean, I know during the pandemic, people were lonely, so they thought, let me adopt, I'm home all the time. And I did hear about trends where, and this drives me crazy and gets me on a soapbox, which I'm not going to go to, but then people return their cats. And what's happening now?
Well, you know, right now, shelters are experiencing kitten season. It's the time of the year of the warmer months where there's a surge of newborn kittens requiring specialized and intensive care, adding to the strain on many shelters across the country.
Do you think there's a noticeable difference between what's going on now versus during COVID?
I think that there are some similarities. You know, keep in mind that every community and shelter is unique, but we do consistently see senior pets are typically the last to be adopted, in contrast to kittens. So that's not something that has changed much. Older pets may have a few years on kittens, but they're just as lovable and cute as the younger ones. In fact, senior pets may be a little easier to adjust to your lifestyle, so they acclimate into the home easier.
What are some of the biggest challenges that shelters face with adoption these days?
Well, I mean, all kinds of cats have so much love to give, though sometimes they're overlooked due to age, appearance, or even misunderstood personalities. It's important to remember that each cat is an individual with their own personality and disposition. The ASPCA encourages keeping an open mind when adopting or fostering, as each animal is seeking the right match for their unique personality. And it's true for our adopters as well. And you may go home with a loving pet that you hadn't previously imagined would be who you would be taking home.
Ruth, we hear stereotypes about cats. So you mentioned senior cats. You mentioned cats that are, you know, with disabilities, of course, that are less likely to be adopted. Are there any other trends? Like, I've heard that black cats are not adopted except like during Halloween, which to me is crazy. But is that just a myth or is that true?
I would say that's a myth. You know, there are people feel or anecdotally may say those things, but from working in a shelter, I think that there are other factors that impact animals from being adopted outside of like a black cat, like the stereotypical buckets that they get put into. So I would say that it's more likely that there is a different reason for the slower adoptions of those animals.
Let me just mention the reason I've heard, especially these days, I would say at least the last 5, 6, 7 years, is because they don't photograph as well. And we've become social media nuts that you have to have the best lighting and you can't see everything in a, you know, a cat because the fur is so dark for black cats.
Yes. Those are real challenges that I think shelters mitigate in different ways. For example, if you have a shelter, a brick and mortar, where people are walking in and seeing animals face to face, they show better when you can make an affiliation with the animal inside of their condo. So I would say those things are true. And yet, I don't think that it impacts them negatively to the point where they may not be adopted.
That's so good to hear. Now, there's a new campaign that the ASPCA is doing called the Rescue Effect. Can you tell us about the Rescue Effect and its main goals?
Sure. So when you adopt or foster an animal from a shelter, you make an impact that ripples throughout shelters nationwide and makes space for even more animals in need. That's the Shelter Effect. The Shelter Effect campaign kicked off in June during Adopt a Shelter Cat Month alongside our partnership with Arm & Hammer Cat Litter to encourage the public to help shelter animals through adoption and fostering, and will continue in October during Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Okay, thanks. What inspired the Rescue Effect?
Well, I mean, shelters across the country are full. You know, as I mentioned, 6.5 million dogs and cats entered the shelter last year and only 4.8 animals were adopted. So with limited resources and too many animals in need, shelters are working overtime to find loving homes for animals in their care. As a national organization, the ASPCA collaborates with hundreds of local shelters and rescues working together to save and improve lives of animals in communities across the country to help give even more animals a second chance.
And how does the Rescue Effect campaign aim to impact the lives of cats in shelters and rescues? And I know it's hard now because it's kitten season and generally April through October. So now you're probably, I'm sure, shelters are so full with cats.
Yes, this is true, Michelle. This is very true. You know, the Shelter Effects campaign is designed to provide more animals with a second chance at finding loving new homes. By adopting or fostering a pet, you can make a profound difference in the lives of these animals and the shelters that tirelessly work to support them. Adopting a pet is not only helping the animal in the shelter, but it also brings immense joy and companionship into your life. The bond you form with an adopted pet can be deeply rewarding, bringing love, laughter, and fulfillment into your home. By adopting, you're not just saving a life, you're enriching your own with loyal and loving companionship.
That's so true. I mean, brings to mind the bumper stickers, "Who saved whom?"
Yes, yes.
Right? I mean, there is some truth to, I forget what it stands for now, People for the Cow and Hobby. There was talk at global. This is a few years ago, but there's still talk about it, where doctors, instead of writing a prescription for, you know, happy pills, they write a prescription, go get a pet, go adopt a cat.
Yes.
Or if you're allergic, adopt a dog, but adopt, you know. So I can't wait for that day to come. How can the public get more involved with the Rescue Effect campaign?
Well, with more animals entering the shelter than leaving, we need to continue to work together to keep pets in loving homes and out of shelters. The ASPCA partners with shelters and rescues nationwide to help animals through relocation, training, sharing resources, and we ask the public to join us by adopting, fostering, and volunteering. When you adopt or foster from a local shelter in your community, you're not only giving that animal the love and care they deserve, you're also making space for another, an impact that ripples through shelters nationwide.
And how can people find out more? Is there a website that they can go to?
Well, yes, the public can visit aspca.org/therescueeffect to learn more about the benefits and impact of adopting and fostering.
Okay, thank you so much for this great information. Now, for those that are listening, you're probably thinking, where's the AI part? So we're going to talk about AI in our second half. And what Arm & Hammer is doing with AI is helping the ASPCA in getting more cats adopted, which we're all happy about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org. Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th. The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We've been talking to Ruth Allen, the Director of Admissions and Placement of the ASPCA Adoption Center, and we're going to be talking right now to Juliana Diamond from Arm & Hammer Pet Care. So welcome back, ladies. And before we talk about AI, Juliana, can you tell us, for those that don't know, it's artificial intelligence, but what is it AI in terms of what we're going to be talking about?
Sure, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me today. I'm really looking forward to talking about this. We integrated AI with the ASPCA in our latest campaign. So our partnership with ASPCA has been running since 2018 through our Feline Generous program. But this year we wanted to do something even further and kick up their adoption events with the use of AI.
Okay. And how has this benefited shelter cats and the adoption process?
So I think a lot of us in animal rescue work know and are familiar with when an animal first comes into a shelter, they might appear scared, leading to adoption photos that don't really reflect their true nature. I speak personally from, you know, having volunteered in a rescue from 10 years. It's that photo you get the first day they come in might be so different than the photo you get when they've been in a foster home for a while, or even when you're playing with them volunteering. So the goal of this tool is to really take that first photo and turn it into something that truly reflects their personality and can speak to the cat that they are and all that they have to offer, and really pull out those charming and unique qualities about them.
So basically what AI does is you have a picture, the regular picture of the cat, and AI works its magic and makes the cat look a little better. You know, I did it for me personally, and I actually look like a rock star after, well, not a rock star, but my husband was fooling with it. He showed it to me and I said, that doesn't really look like me. He goes, yeah, it does. I said, okay, I'm glad you think so, but it looks like you, but it doesn't. But it looks close enough. I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
No, it's not a bad thing. And to your point, right, AI does lots of different things and can look visually very different depending on the style. So to address this, Arm & Hammer Cat Litter worked with our creative agency, Razorfish, to build this AI tool, which generates these like thumb-stopping portraits that capture people's attention. And there's really kind of a three-step method I can take you through with how our AI tool works. First, shelters put in basic information about the cat's age, breed, color, and there's a drop-down menu that kind of pulls from a database if you're unsure about how to answer some of these questions. And then step two, the shelters enter some specific details about the personality, or if they have any things that are special we need to consider, like asthma or maybe a disability. The AI tool is also able to come up with some creative solves for those things as well. And then step three, you upload this image of the cat, like I was talking about before, and in seconds, the personality pic tool will generate a new picture that the shelter can share or upload very easily on social media.
I understand AI and I get it. Do you think there's some people that might be confused? And we don't want to stereotype, but well, my 94-year-old mother-in-law, if she was adopting a cat, she wouldn't even know what the word AI was. She would think I was like yowling at her, AI, AI, you know, or something. I don't know what, but that's an extreme. You know, most people, no matter what your age, are very open to technology and very comfortable with it. And actually, I shouldn't knock my mother-in-law. She probably has heard it and knows what it is. She's very on top of things. I want to be her when I'm 94, but she, you know, she might look at the picture and go, that looks like a cartoon. That's not the cat. What do you say for those people that would be really, that might have an objection to that? That doesn't look like the cat, even though they can look at the regular picture as well.
It's a great question. I myself, to be honest, have learned a lot about AI through this entire process. AI is always learning. That's really the benefit of it. And we kind of anticipated this concern during the app's design phase. So to ensure there is hopefully no confusion, every image that a shelter generates includes a label in the bottom right-hand corner, and that says AI Personality Picks by Arm & Hammer. And this is to just remind viewers that the images are AI generated by Arm & Hammer and that they're not real. I think the idea of the AI image is to really convey that personality. And we've used some things like accessories and backgrounds and kind of these virtual environments to also help lean into the fact that this is not a real image.
I think the pictures are really fun and I find them to be engaging because you're not just looking at, you know, the cat. You're looking at the cat. And like you said, with a different environment, I think the one I looked at, if I remember correctly, the cat was in like a chef setting. So I find it kind of engaging.
Yes.
What do you think are the positive aspects of AI personality pictures? I love that.
Yeah, that the cat that you actually saw was Torta. And Torta was actually adopted through one of our virtual adoption events with the ASPCA, which we're really excited about. Obi and Princess were also adopted too. But by conveying each cat's kind of authentic character, whether it's playful or curious, feisty, maybe, or affectionate. This tool can really help adopters connect more deeply, leading to better adoption matches. If you take a look at some of the profiles that are up on either Instagram or the ASPCA's pages, you'll see kind of how even some of the hobbies of cats are coming through. There's a cat for adoption right now in New York City who loves to watch hockey. He's really taken to kind of watching the puck move back and forth. And so his portrait features a scarf and some ice sculptures in the back to really to lean into that and what he likes to do. I think it's a great example of AI being used in a creative way for good and gives otherwise overlooked shelter cats a greater chance at finding their new families.
Ruth, do you think the AI personality pictures have influenced any names? Because, you know, sometimes when you adopt a cat, you don't like their name, or that nobody knows what the cat's name is, or the shelter just gave them a name. Have you heard of any stories that you could share or your thoughts on the AI personality pictures, kind of in giving someone an idea for the cat's name?
I actually don't know of any association between naming and the AI imagery. So I actually can't speak to that. But I do know that oftentimes when people come in to adopt, they keep the name that we give them at the shelter. If they find a connection with the animal here, it may sometimes it's an childhood pet's name and they find some commonality in that. But I don't know of a connection of names being influential to that process.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's fairly new too.
I think it could come, but I could think of things. When I adopted from shelters, I renamed, well, okay, we're cats, but Mr. Zeus, his name was Binky. You have to rename. And I got him right after the hurricane. So it was either calling him Fred, or because it was Hurricane Wilma, calling him Fred. And I thought, no, but Zeus threw lightning bolts. And this, he was the meekest, like most gentle, cool dog. I miss him so much. He, you know, but my cats, my husband gave them, they all have people names. But who knows, you know? Juliana, can you share with everyone listening some more details on where they can find the I'm trying to get into this personality picture of cats who still need loving homes and where they can find those cats?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. We have some adorable cats that were featured on the ASPCA's virtual adoption pages in June and July, which are still live for the cats that are on those websites. You can also find them on our Arm & Hammer Cat, which is ArmAndHammerCat on Instagram. It's in our bio, and you can find the link directly there to personality pics, and you'll be able to find it directly on the ASPCA's website.
Okay, thank you so much. And Ruth, can the ASPCA leave us with some good reminders of what potential adopters can think about before adopting a shelter cat?
Sure, Michelle. So when visiting an animal shelter to adopt or foster, it's important to keep an open mind, ask questions, and rely on the shelter staff for guidance. You may go home with a different pet than you had previously considered. So because the staff at the shelter will help you match with the animal's needs and temperament to make sure that it's compatible with your lifestyle. Every community has different needs. So getting in contact with your local shelter to find out the best way for you to provide support that will be most helpful to them, that would be the greatest resource. If you're not ready to adopt and you still want to support a local shelter, you can by fostering, volunteering, and even donating, helping to spread the word about available animals on social media and to families and friends who also can be creative, a creative way to provide support to shelters. Several cats featured in our campaign have already been adopted, and there are many, many, many more. And you can learn about them at aspca.org/therescueeffect.
Thank you so much. Juliana, I don't want to get into this too much because we're not a product show, but we're all about cats. Arm & Hammer Cat Litter has a lot of variety of cat litter. So can you just tell us about how somebody would make a decision on what cat litter to get because they're going to the shelter, they're adopting a cat. What do you buy?
Sure. Actually, if you go to our website at armandhammer.com and you look at our cat litter page, we do have a litter selector on our site that consumers can take a look at. But we have a variety of litter that's available. I would think about things such as, do you prefer maybe something a little more lightweight or heavyweight? Are you concerned about maybe naturals versus a more traditional clay litter? Those are all decisions that when you look at our website, we can kind of help guide you through that journey.
And you have multi-cat.
We do have multi-cat as well. A lot of households that have a cat have multiple cats. That's the great thing about having a cat. You can always add more. Definitely check out the ASPCA's website. Like Ruth said, Wren and Pelican are up for adoption right now. They're a bonded pair. So definitely could use multi-cat litter in that situation.
That's one of the keys, is if you adopt two cats together, they have a friend, and I think it's easier.
Yeah, speaking from experience, I do wish when I adopted my cat, whose name is Grayson, that I had adopted a friend for him as well. I think they do usually do better when they're together, leaving the shelter environment.
Exactly. Then they have another buddy around to get into trouble with, rather than just attack something in the house or themselves.
Or furniture.
I think they like it. They really like it. Juliana, can you tell us if there's anything else new coming out? Because Arm & Hammer, you have the Feline Generous campaign. You're working with AI on the personality pictures. Is there anything else coming up for the rest of 2024 and 25?
Yes. So in the rest of 24, we are really excited to take this AI tool to other shelters and other rescue environments. So stay tuned. Feline Generous will have a campaign at the end of this year that supports other shelters as well. So follow us on social media. Take a look at felinegenerous.com and you'll see more from us coming down the road.
I want to thank you both, Ruth and Juliana, for coming on Catitude. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for all you do to help save the kitties, save the cats, and get them adopted. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle. It was great chatting with you and Ruth today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
It was my pleasure. I hope you all enjoyed this show. Wow, the use of AI in adopting cats. I love it. So I want to thank Ruth Allen and Juliana Diamond for coming on the show. A huge thank you for everyone that's listening to Catitude. Spread the word. You know, the more cats we can get adopted, the better. And thank you for listening. I so appreciate it. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. I think I'm going to do some AI pictures of them just for fun. But what a great way to get your cats adopted. And of course, thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making me and my guests sound amazing. And that all results in much better podcasts for all of you. So thank you so much, Mark. And hey, remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.